great.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. It's Friday, I'm in Love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Oh, looky there. I see you, Jason Friday, drinking your 8th cup of coffee this morning. Did you not get any sleep on the overnight?
No, I didn't, actually. How did you know?
Well, that's weird. Either did I. Huh. I feel kind of stressed out and freaked out.
Yeah, just a little, huh?
So, hello, everybody. Welcome to a fantastic Friday. We have a big announcement to make. You know that we have always played Radiohead on this program. We have been doing prayers for a Radiohead tour.
Yeah.
I know with a lot of the troubling things going on in the world, something like this is, it brings a little bit of a little light in our life, even if it causes quite a lot of anxiety. Concert buying.
Yeah.
My concert buying friends understand this. Hillary Gordon, I'm speaking to you. So the whole deal with Radiohead, I mean, I guess I salute them that they're trying to get rid of scalpers. And you know, scalpers get, I mean, look how much, although I don't know, Taylor Swift tickets, they probably start off at $800, but then scalpers get them, and then you got to pay $1,500 to go to a show.
Right.
So Radiohead is trying to stop that. So they only announce European dates. You had to get a special code. Special allotments went to those who live near the venues, which are nowhere in the U.S. Blah, da, blah, da, blah, da, blah. So we have this crew of 6 people who were trying to get the codes. You had to have a code to be able to have a chance to get tickets, but tickets aren't guaranteed with that code. Do you guys understand, my concert friends, the stress that this is causing?
It is. Next level.
So of 6 people, 1 person got a code, and that was you, Jason Friday, the magic boy.
That's right.
So I'm wondering, on the overnight, so tickets went on sale in Denmark. Copenhagen is where we're trying to go.
Yep.
Tickets went on sale last night, I guess really in the morning at like 10 or 11, which was, you had to sign up at 1, and then at 1:30 do another thing, and then at 2 o'clock was the actual signing. So if you guys could imagine what last night felt like. It was a lot of craziness. Radiohead tickets have always been very difficult to secure, no matter what. And this felt near impossible. So I have 2 songs lined up to see the outcome of whether or not, Jason Friday, you secured Europe Radiohead tickets. Here is part of the first song.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Thanks a lot, Beatles. Now, being more optimistic, I also have this song lined up. So, I guess we should just get to the juice, Jason Friday. Should we do? Do we have anything to do a drum roll on? Where's Jet's little drum? Oh, wait, you know what? Where's that thing where I got in Ireland? I got a special drum when I once went to Ireland. I did meet Bono there, so that could be good luck if we use it. Did we get Radiohead tickets for Copenhagen?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
looked over by the world. Wet fishing. Wet fishing. Wet
Twofer. You want to know why we're playing two songs from Radiohead, everybody?
Why?
Because we got tickets for Radiohead in Europe. Oh my gosh, guys. If you guys could just see what it was like to get tickets. I went on Reddit and read it. So many people did not get tickets.
Oh my goodness.
How about, what was our, when we went on the queue, what was the number that we got? Do you remember?
1900.
We were 1900 in queue, but I saw people in the thousands.
Yeah.
And then some people were buying. Have you guys ever had where you had tickets in your cart and they froze and then you didn't get the tickets? And there was one point where we had to put our address in, but it said our address was in Denmark. And you said, go back, go back. I go, no, we can't go back. If we go back, we lose the tickets. But then I figured out how to edit it.
Yeah.
We couldn't even choose. So you got selected for a certain city that you chose. So you didn't get to choose anything else other than that city that you chose. We chose Copenhagen. There were four concert dates, but we didn't see any choice of which day you got.
Yeah.
And we didn't see any choice of which tickets you got. We just said, best available, click. It was crazy. Crazy. We ended up with GA tickets, which we're all very happy about. But we were going to buy this VIP package, but I didn't even see it on there. But I also knew we literally had seconds to make a decision.
Right.
That is how that works. I hope, I know a lot of fans are upset about this, but I just hope that they streamline it. Maybe that's why they haven't announced US dates, because they want to streamline the purchasing.
Right, exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But we will be going to Radiohead in Copenhagen, a place we've never been to, which is why we chose that city.
That's right.
Very, very excited about it. Okay, so we were doing a joke about whether or not we're a loser or a winner. Obviously, winning. I just watched the Charlie Sheen documentary the other night, by the way. But Tame Impala just announced a brand new record called Deadbeat. It'll be coming out in October. And do you see the album cover here?
Oh my,
this kind of reminds me of a U2 War album cover, but it's not warlike, but it's black and white, and it's I don't know who's in the picture. Anyway, so they have a brand new song called Loser, so I thought it'd be funny. Since we're winning, we could play a song called Loser. It's new music from Tame Impala. Happy Friday. Maybe one of the best Fridays in the world.
Oh, yes.
Even though we have, I feel like we already flew to Europe because I have jet lag, because we got no sleep last night.
Yes.
It's 88.5.
It's the SoCal Sound.
Time's gone for
to play a little OG Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We're not calling ourselves losers.
No.
But we do get lucky sometimes.
We do.
If you're just tuning in, we have secured Radiohead tickets for Europe. I'm sorry that we won't stop talking about this.
True.
Nonstop. Or should I say full stop, since we're
full
going to Europe. Okay, so you had some music that we're barely having time to get to. You wanted to play a new song from Deftones.
Yeah, it's so amazing. You know, they've been a great band for decades now, and they just can't stop making good music. Literally.
I love, my favorite Deftones music is the moody, melodic...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of eerie music, which we are going to play a track that has that. Oh my gosh, we should talk about my... So I worked at K-Rock in New York. I still have this... What kind of jacket is that?
It's like
a windbreaker?
It's totally like a Deftones windbreaker style, which is great.
And it says Deftones on it and K-Rock staff.
Yeah.
But what year was that?
November 25th, 1997.
That's hilarious, right?
Yeah, which is probably when I actually got into Deftones. The first record I got from them was Adrenaline, and when I heard the first track, Bored, I was like, I am no longer bored.
Could you imagine if I went to a Deftones show and I wore that jacket?
Yes.
People would freak out. One guy offered me $200 once back in the day.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll give you $200 for that.
It is a great jacket, though. It's so perfect.
All right, so the new album, did you say the name of it? New album?
It is Private Music. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Private Music, all lowercase, everybody.
Yeah.
And this song is Departing the Body. New music from Deftones. It's Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a Friday.
Friday!
And music sounds better when you've secured Radiohead tickets for Europe.
That is even more true.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Thank you. you ever learn. Come on, now do that stupid thing. And I'm so looking forward to seeing you all at the SoCal Sounds Benefest 2025, Friday, November 7th at the Alex Theater in beautiful Glendale. Please come. Great bands. We're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. See you there.
Support comes from Laguna Playhouse, presenting A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at Laguna Playhouse, September 17th through October 5th. Monty Navarro is poor, charming, and ninth in line to inherit a fortune. His solution? Remove the first eight heirs. But things get complicated as he juggles an affair with one woman while falling in love with another and hiding a growing body count. A sharp-edged musical comedy with witty wordplay, whirlwind romance, and devilish disguises. Murder has never been so fun. More info and tickets available at 949-497-ARTS and LagunaPlayhouse.com.
We are happy to announce the launch of the SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue, highlighting some of our favorite SoCal rescue organizations and their adoptable animals. Look for our Pet of the Week posted on our socials every Wednesday and also on our website at thesocalsound.org. With the SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue, together we can find forever homes for these little cuties.
Support comes from La Mirada Theater, presenting Come From Away, a musical based on a true story about the lives of 7,000 stranded passengers and the inhabitants of the unlikely Newfoundland town that welcomed them in September 2001. This all-new production features new designs and actors playing their own instruments. Coming to La Mirada Theater September 19th through October 12th. Tickets at LaMiradaTheater.com.
Welcome to the rock, and right in there.
Support comes from San Fernando Valley Community Mental Health Center. Mental health matters, now more than ever. For 55 years, San Fernando Valley Community Mental Health Center has provided care, hope, and healing to those who need it most. You are invited to celebrate this legacy at the 55th Anniversary Gala on Thursday, October 23rd at the Valley Relics Museum, featuring special guest and mental health advocate Will Wheaton. Learn more at movinglivesforward.org/55 years. That's movinglivesforward.org/55 years.
When Congress defunded the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the SoCal Sound lost almost $250,000. We're asking you to become a new member, increase your current sustaining pledge, or make an additional gift to ensure this public service is here for you and everyone to enjoy now and for the long run. Please join Ted Chandler, John Millican, Son Ho Lee, and Diego Carrasco by donating online now at thesocalsound.org.
What's up, SoCal Sounders? I'm Ty Taylor of Ty Taylor's Soul Sundays. I am personally extending an invitation to you guys to come hang out with me on Sundays at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I play a lot of classic soul and songs that fall around it. It would be my pleasure to have you there. See you Sunday, unless you see me first.
You can hear the weekend knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
I saw a woman in a leotard. Now I'm not sure how I feel about the avant-garde. I'm not
is brand new David Byrne, and the song is the avant-garde off the new album, Who is the Sky, Jason? That is a brand new record, came out a week ago today. We're going to be doing an album dive into that next week. If you want to hear more David Byrne, tune in all next week, weekdays just after 12 noon for our 88.5 album dive.
Yo.
Jace, I wanted to give some love to CSUN, and there is a special show coming to the Soraya, which is right next door here on campus. And it is a special show that is coming up on the 24th of this month.
Very nice.
It is For Love or Country, the Arturo Sandoval story, live to film. And this is going to be a special performance. Sandoval will be there, as well as the CSUN Jazz A Band and Strings. This is a special 25th anniversary of this film, and there will be a live band there, which will be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Again, this is happening at the Soraya right here at the CSUN campus, and that's on September 24th at 7:30 p.m.
That's right. And you could get free tickets. You just need to RSVP and go to our website at thesocalsound.org to do so.
Yeah, you'll see a link right there. But we're going to play, I found this collaboration, Arturo Sandoval, as well as Pharrell Williams and Ariana Grande.
Nice.
So let's get into it. It's actually called Arturo Sandoval. Please enjoy. We're getting a little frisky with the music today.
Oh yeah.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Well, to a stand-up follow. Don't you notice how the burning pain, listening to you harp on about some new soulmate. She's so perfect, blah blah blah. Oh, how I wish you'd wake up one day, run to me, confess your love, at least just let me say that when I talk to you, oh, Cupid walks right through and shoots fire through my heart. What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying. Love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest. I'm telling you today that when I talk to you, just thinking of you, you know I've loved you from the start.
That is the band Good Kid covering Leve from the start. She talked about, she played the troubadour, we were at the show, and she talked about all these people who have covered her song in all different formats, and she loves it. I'm sure she makes a lot of dough off that.
Oh, no kidding.
By the way, if you'd like to subscribe to this great radio station, one of the thank you gifts right now is Leve tickets for Crypto.com Arena, September 26th. Your donation of $100 gets you a pair of tickets, which is less than those tickets would cost. I know last time I looked, we also had Haim tickets and also the Hives. Check it out on our donate page at thesocalsound.org. So you have more music you want to get to. We're running out of time. Hurry.
I do. I've loved this band for many years, decades, in fact. Incredible band. There's a new record that's coming out in October. It's called Horizons West. This song is a beauty. It's called Albatross. It's by the band Thrice. And you're listening to it right here on 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
Rice, Albatross, one of your favorite bands. Oh, should we shout Drew in Florida?
That's right, Drew Bird.
We also have to shout Heather. Heather's birthday.
Heather Bird, happy birthday, Heather.
Hey. I don't know why they left L.A. and moved to Florida. Lame. Losers. I'm kidding.
Love you.
Okay, we ran out of time because there's been so much excitement. We threw in a little jazz. We threw in some Deftones. We also played
Radiohead, of course.
Yeah, of course. And we announced that we did secure some tickets to Radiohead in Copenhagen. Dust off that passport. Hope everybody's passports are secure
That's
and updated.
Not a joke.
By the way, isn't it some rule like your passport can't be expiring?
Yeah.
Within like 3 months, if you want to travel.
I think it's within 6 months, actually.
Oh,
so it's even deeper.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're very excited. A lot of stuff going on. It is the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We only have one more song to get to, and we are going to be hanging with Mr. Matt Pinfield, who hosts weekday afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m. here on the SoCal Sound.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be hanging with Matt on Sunday. We're going to see another one of your favorite bands. Acceptance.
That's right.
They're playing the Fonda on Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about this song, this special song you want to play as our send out? Mookie's coming up next.
I mean, this is track one off of their incredible album that came out 20 years ago, and they basically did a reboot with features on every song. They redid it. It's a 20-year reunion / 20-year refresh. In fact, Matt Pinfield had something to do with this record 20 years ago. And this song just is touching. It's the greatest opener you could ever have on a record. This was a game-changing album. And the song is called Take Cover. It features the singer from Boys Like Girls. This is Acceptance.
And we accept Radiohead tickets for Europe. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we
Thank
do.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Thom,
Thank
and
you,
the
Thom.
Rest of the band.
Bless it.
You guys have a great weekend. Take some time for yourself.
Yep.
Until next time.
My pretties.
It's Friday on a Friday. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.